Welcome, everybody. Shir number 969. Getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, we started last year, our last couple of shir, in reference to Hilchos Brachos going in conjunction with our questions and answers group, Hilchos Benching. Again, many of these halachas we did. It's a very important chazara, and a lot of it is new. Okay, so we're up to the benching, and it's just, again, we always mention the number of the shir in the questions and answers, which is benching number 3, shir number 3. Okay, so l'chatchila, one should be careful once they start the meal with bread not to leave the place, even though they have intention to return to their place. Okay, that's an important thing. Again, l'chatchila, we'll see the various different times that sometimes you could. A person has to catch a minion, they're going to come right back, otherwise they're going to miss the minion. Whatever the case is, we'll see the various different times. But l'chatchila, as much as possible, one should be careful once they start the meal and they eat their kezayis, of course, the kezayis, b'chdei achilas pras, under a 4-minute period. Otherwise, you're running into questions of having to make a new bracha when you come back. But even though they ate the kezayis under a 4-minute period, so even then, one should be careful not to leave the place, even though they might have had intentions to return to their place. Okay, now sometimes it comes up, one has to run out, and they know they will be returning immediately, okay? Or they have to run out and to do a mitzvah, like we said, to whatever the case is, to either to quickly help somebody, to coming right back, but that's not so, doesn't come up too often. But what comes up, could come up quite often, like we said, is when one goes to a minion, they're going to catch a minion. If they don't catch it now, they're not going to have a minion later. So they, in those cases, the Shulchan Aruch, we'll talk a little bit more about it down the road, but in those cases, one would be allowed to run out. And if they have to run out, let's say they have to go out and get a package, right? UPS is there, or take the child off the bus or something along those lines. So then unless one has to run out and they know they'll be returning immediately, so then one will be allowed to do that. We'll talk about other times how that works, but those are the two various cases. They're going to come back right away, or they're going running out to do a mitzvah, so those cases is much easier. And of course, when you come back in, you don't have to, there's no shinei makom. As long as you ate a kezayis of bread under a 4-minute period before you left, there's no shinei makom. There's no problem of having to make over a bracha. You just continue. When I do want to mention, if somebody does run out the shul and they come right back, they would have to rewash again. They would have to rewash again without a bracha. Okay. Now, lechatchila, we've mentioned also in the past, lechatchila, even a by a bar nefashis, one should be careful to. It's not halacha lemaisa. Halacha lemaisa, if a person runs out and they're somewhere else, they can make a bar nefashis somewhere else. It's not al pi halacha. You don't have to come back to the same place. But lechatchila, even a bar nefashis, one should be careful to make in the place that they ate before they leave. And it's very simple, because the fact is that, very obvious, somebody could just forget. They run out, they get a phone call, they get turret with something else. All of a sudden, I look at my watch and 72 minutes passed, and what do I do now? I can't make a Barna Fushes anymore. I ate an apple. I didn't make my Barna Fushes. I ran out. So even though halachically speaking, one can make it outside or whatever has to be done, one should be careful to stop. Like we said, not to walk, not to be doing anything. But be it as it may, you ate your apple, you're done. Make a Barna Fushes right away. Don't start, as they say in English, stop playing games, running out, this and that. Very easily the Yetzer Hara will get a person, this comes up, that comes up. Before you know it, the person forgets, what do I do? And as we know, a person eats an apple, you have up to 72 minutes to make the bar nefashes. It goes past that, and the time is up, as they say in English, and you cannot make the bar nefashes anymore, basically, on one apple. On a bigger meal, we'll see, goes until a person's hungry and so on, but that was if they were full. But if a person wasn't full, which from one apple, usually a one orange or whatever, usually a person is not full, so they lose it, they could make their bar nefashes up to 72 minutes. Okay, so the times, all the other after brachas, basically one has to come back to the place, like we said, benching for sure, al hamichya on mezonos for sure, We said on the Alho 8 is Safik. We said one lechatchila should, but again, the halacha is if for whatever reason the person did have to run out and they just flat out could not make the burn of fashais right away, right? They had to go do something and they chapped, they're already late or whatever. I mean, they don't even have a second, whatever the case was, and they did run out, one would be halachically allowed to make the burn of fashais. Even outside, again, you stand still, make the burn of fashis, and right, without walking, without doing anything else. But you don't have to make it halachically in the place. It's just a good thing to do, a very good thing to do, and a very important thing to do. It's brought down by the Mishnah Berurah. He brings it from the Chayyadim and various different Achroinim. But to say halacha lemaisa, it's not like benching or al hamichya, whereby you must come back to the place. So that's an important thing to keep in mind in those various different instances. Thank you for listening. Aslach and Brocha. Kol Tov.